Okay, pre-hour and the war both. Just a little thing that could go in there somewhere. That I mean, I'm just watching the economy news in Swedish television, and they're talking about our, I think it's recession, low conjuncture, is it? And they say, well, you know, it's not so bad, but it's the problem here is that the ordinary people, the households, they are not so interested in consuming right now. So we're gonna try to get them going again, consuming more. Then it's gonna get back to normal again. So if I find it interesting, and I always did, that the success and health and strength and normality of an economy is measured in terms of how much people consume, how much they go out there and buy things, whatever it is. Seems like it, and that's what I always reacted to. Consume what? I consume anything. Just something that then some company or corporation can produce, deliver, and make an income on that, then being able to pay salaries to the employees and employ them to start with, because now we have had fairly high unemployment in Sweden. This kind of says it all, in a way, doesn't it? About the economy of the world today. And that there may be something strange with it. Something that doesn't sound really sustainable, right? I mean, yeah, I remember when I was a kid in the 60s. People were happy. Look, we got jobs. My father had a company. Producing trousers. You know, and people got jobs. And everyone had a decent income, and you could buy things, whatever you wanted. That was the fun now in life. You could finally fulfill your desires. See how many nice, cool things there are now we can buy. So here, take the money you just made and go out there and consume. That's what life is all about. And look how many nice things you can buy for your children now, so they become happy. And you are now a successful parent. you can be happy because you gave and give your children the best childhood a human child can get. But that was pretty much how the 60s were. In other words, you could not get your dreams fulfilled. You can buy things that you wanted, a car, a color TV, a motorcycle for the sun. Moped, a stereo, a house, a summer house. Wow, we really got it made. Well, that's how it was in our family. We were not rich, but we were, I guess, typical middle class. Yeah, we bought things. And services, travel to other countries. And so on. And in this way, we enjoyed life. But then now, and maybe it was like that back then as well, but we didn't notice. We are consumers. That's our job. Our job is to work, produce things that the big companies, capitalists, that word is not even used anymore. Can sell and make lots of money on. Employ us to make more things, produce more. Of course, we're not even producing much here in the West anymore. That's done in the East. So we are working in offices and yeah, some are fixing the things when they break. And there is IT and travel bureaus and all kinds of services. And there is money. Because when we consume, then those companies are getting money and they can grow and produce more. Do more services. Of course, then it became even stranger that such companies, corporations can even start up without making any profits at all by risk capital, invested by risk capitalists who have so much money they don't know what to do with it. So you got a bunch of corporations producing things or services that actually they are going minus on, but they are so popular, everyone uses them or wants them, they're cool. So yeah, the rich ones continue pumping in money in that, investing, and oops, went bankrupt, sorry. I got another wonderful idea here. So why not invest in that instead? But anyway, I often asked myself through the years this question, why does it have to grow all the time? And I still can't answer that really properly, and if you can, then please write it down here. Why not just, which is, it was more when I was a kid. Get yourself enough income so you can get your needs satisfied, fulfilled. And then you're satisfied, you're happy. It's a balance. We don't need to grow more. We just need to maintain this. Yeah. Is it greed? Is it plain stupidity? Of course, greed is easy to explain it by. Look here, I have this corporation and I want to make more and more money, produce more and more things, sell more and more things and services. Look at me, I'm someone. And of course today, if I don't show a certain percentage of growth every year, then my company is considered stagnant. What's going on? And the investors are losing their interest. I mean, I thought you were going to grow, make more and more and more profits, which then would give us nice ROI, return on investment. But why am I talking about this? What I just happened to see, as I said, the Economy News But it really, as everything else do, and which I think is important to, you know, why I think it's important to sometimes learn, dwell on the current situation in the world, what's going on, because it's really about humans, conditioned souls, and human bodies trying to make their lives work out. And it's about some wise sages and the like who come here to give some guidance and help this human society on Earth to get back into balance again. Dharma. And the story I told here about the getting your desires fulfilled and becoming a consumer by profession, to me it tells a lot, because what we're looking at least that's my simplistic analysis, is the result of the takeover of materialism. Because that's what had taken over when I was a child. Science tells us, no, there's no soul and God and all that spiritual stuff. That's just belief that the religious have. But we don't go for belief and faith. We accept only what we can know as facts. That's called science. And science tells us life came from matter and is only matter. And therefore, your life, my dear son, will be successful when you, your senses, can enjoy everything you desire to enjoy. So get out in the world, work, earn money, buy, and enjoy. That's the meaning of life. And so I did. And when I was 22, I think it was springtime 22, I was lying in my bed, my apartment in Stockholm, and feeling very depressed, because I felt done it all. Eaten, tasted all the different foods that there are. The rest were just different variations on the same theme. Drunk this, smoked that, traveled here and there. Enjoyed with girls, all of it. And I felt, is this all there is? I wasn't satisfied. And of course, you heard that being sung about, sing it here and there. Something is missing. Something is wrong here. And I think that's what we're looking at today. Of course, now many people are seeing that and they are looking for alternatives. But then there is this consumption machinery going on where people are just working and buying and working and buying. And that's what we revolted against, we youngsters back in the 70s, the artists, the musicians, the writers, the filmmakers, us, when we had nightly discussions. We were not so stupid. We were not going to fall into that trap. We were free thinkers, independent, intelligent. We saw through it. Well, there we were sitting, late at night, drinking the usual wine, cheap wine that became more expensive as we got better jobs. Smoking those cool cigarettes. Caught in the consumption machine ourselves, just in a different way. Buying the records made by the revolutionary truth-telling artists. Of course, then the big record companies found out how to produce revolutionary truth-telling artists that told the truth, of course, in their way, that suited their company. So in any case, when I'm looking at the world today, it's a mix there between a human anthill consumption game and frantically growing economy and the searchers who are now here again. Of course, we're always here. But that's what we would call in the 70s, searchers. Searching for truth, searching for reality, searching for life that works and is satisfying and meaningful, makes sense. And yeah, stumble in the Hare Krishna temple door. And yes, found answers in that funny environment. But now maybe I would say there is a need for a new level, deeper understanding what's really going on. Not just funny cults and hippie happy but a new worldview to serve as the foundation for human civilization, for the future. One that is found and not in some romantic ideas. Fabricated illusions to serve someone's interests or in sheer bewilderment or whatever makes most money will do or just follow the religious leader and be good, go to heaven after you die. Don't worry about this life. Now, the worldview. And with that I mean our understanding of who we are and what this world is and what it's all about and how we should best live our lives here individually and as societies. And if someone thinks that, oh, you're another romantic, don't you know there is no answer to this? This is all there is. And I say, well, sorry, but it's you who don't know that there actually are answers and that there are cultures on this planet that have shown that practically. By being stable, peaceful, harmonious for hundreds and thousands of years. And they have left behind knowledge. There is knowledge available. And the nice thing is that it's now available on our screens, the little ones we have in our pockets and the ones we have on our table. We have access to a fantastic treasure house of knowledge, of wisdom. And of course also of ignorance and stupidity and illusions and fake. So all we need to do is to wake up, to become conscious, aware, to learn from childhood, and that's what we parents should give our children, first and foremost, the ability to think critically for ourselves, to strengthen our intelligence, not only our physical muscles, I mean, we're talking logic and reason, but even subtler levels. This is what civilization is. This is what culture is, to cultivate yourself, not just by dressing the right way and speaking the right way, but by understanding, by growing and developing your life in the direction which is sustainable and happy and meaningful and peaceful for yourself and for those around you. That's culture. That's Dharma. That's the way that the Chinese talk about it, the Tao. And that's how our civilizations, our countries, our societies here on Earth can and need to develop. It's possible. It has been shown, and you know, on this planet many times, and it's being shown right today. We just need to see it. And to see it, you need to first of all free yourself, free your mind from the manufactured propaganda narrative worldview, image of the world that is today being fed us very strongly through media. And by manipulation of masses of minds, because that's where you need to work if you want to control a society. And there are those today who are really struggling to take and maintain control over all this. So that's where we are, and it's all really about what's here in our hearts and minds. What is your understanding of who you are and what's the world you're in? And the answer is actually very simple. And we speak about bhakti. What does it mean? What does summit mean to serve the leaders, thereby serving God, you know, like the old-fashioned religious way, devotional service? But it really means love and devotion. It means to step out of that dark chamber there of spiritual ignorance, of materialism, of I, me, mine, of that hard heart which may have come to the point of thinking, I'm gonna enjoy. Even if it has to be at the cost of others. The suffering or even their lives. If that's where you are, and well, it takes some honesty to admit and see that, even admit to oneself. And this bhakti is about stepping out of that dark room into the real world. The real world where all of us are children of God, we're all beautiful beings. And where love is as natural as breathing air. And it's pervading the atmosphere like the sunlight. Where the presence of God just natural, and evident, and yes, where love rules, not hate, not envy, not fear. And where everyone is free, not enslaved. Not exploited. And yes, when I say this, I guess some are shaking their heads, wondering what is this old man on. Look at the world. You should open your eyes and see all the evil that is ruling here. Well, I've seen it for 50, 60 years. But I have also seen, and I'm seeing, and others with me, that is not reality. It's an ugly dream. It's a pit we have fallen into, but it's temporary. One day we'll be out of here and back to the bright world, if that's how our hearts are. Or the dark world, if that's what our hearts are. Because that's what it's about. We are where we deserve to be. And that's what we should start with, understanding, and then cultivating our consciousness. And when we do, we will find that our environment, the people we find around us, the dealings between us, our home and place we live in, will reflect that, will also be very nice. Trust me on that one. The external world you find yourself in reflects your inner world. So that's what yoga is there for, this path. It's not about making a little bit of gymnastics so you can enjoy your physical body better. It's not even about negating the body and this world altogether and disappearing into some monastery forever. It's about stepping out of the darkness and into the light. Wherever you are, whoever you are. Yeah.